So it is, oh my God, it's Tuesday afternoon and it's 6:21 p.m. It's Tuesday, February the 9th, 2016. It's a few days before Valentine's Day. And if you really love somebody, you're going to go buy them that diamond ring at Goldcaster. Goldcaster's. Or some other fucking, I don't know. Maybe you don't buy them a diamond ring. Maybe that's fucking stupid. Anyways, a question has come up with friends of mine concerning choices I've made. Like, Dan, if you believe what you believe, why do you live the way you live? And it's really not very complicated. I try to live as if the world is kind of normal, which I know it's not. But if you believe what I believe, you know that normal has a shelf life. Like, there might not be that many more years of quote unquote normal left. And when I say quote unquote, I'm not entirely convinced normal is so fucking normal. It's all kind of fucking dark and dystopian and depressing. But what I will tell you is, like, taking food and shelter and electricity and technology for granted as being normal, that's about to come to an end. Those things were never normal to begin with, and they won't be normal in the future. So when I approach this reality, I don't say to myself, what can I do? In truth, I don't have a lot of money, so it's not like I can afford one of those, missile silo condos or some fucking deep fucking cave apartment someplace. I do the best I can with what I have. I live in the Riley Towers. Frankly, if you had to live anywhere in Indianapolis, this isn't the worst place to live from a Teotihuacan perspective. And or hashtag SHTF. It is kind of like a pillbox. It is more or less a big reinforced concrete frame. So, yeah, it's not the worst. But I do the best with what I have. I don't have a lot, so I do the best. I try to live as if the world is normal. And I prepare for a few months of the worst. And really, that amounts to having some water and some, food on hand, but not a lot. I just don't honestly think that it's going to be so easy to make it to the other side, or that you can make guesses about what it looks like. I mean, it really is a chasm of probability. If you believe what I believe, that this is, the great discontinuity where two functions meet, then what you're talking about is a chasm of impossibility. Anything could happen. We don't really know. We could have a nuclear war. We could have a graceful degradation of human civilization. We could end up with something that looks like America circa 1900. We could end up with a one world government fucking fascist police state bullshit. We have no fucking idea. World War III looks most likely at this point, but really, we don't even know if that's going to happen yet. And some would argue maybe World War III has been going on and most of us are too fucking asleep or stupid to realize it. Anywho, what I do is I try to embrace whatever days of normalcy I can have. So I'll drink too many beers and I'll smoke too much weed and I'll sleep too much, and I'll try to eat well enough because, frankly, you can't just burn yourself out. And I do enjoy salads, so that's a healthy kind of hedonism for me. But I'm just gonna try to live as if life is normal and live it to as much of the fullest as some fucking middle-aged fat software engineer can, which may not be much. Because every day of normal at this point, if you believe what I believe, is really just a gift. Every single day.